Bert posted 128 on the links if you want to see it, chat line.
Go about mid, start about, go up to the cigar smoking on 127 about halfway after you get the malefactors.
Is that a word, malefactors? Yes, I see malefactors. And where's the smoking?
He's
that's
going
there. Smoking cigar, reading newspaper.
Yeah. Is that above malefactors?
Minerals. Or below malefactors.
And that's where you want to start, at the
I want to start at the thunders. Well, you can go lampless and the swan beans. That's really what you're talking about here.
Right.
So just go to the spin of the coin and go from there and quit talking about it. Let's go.
All right. Okay, no noises, people. If you start making noises, mute yourself.
Yeah, if you go to coughing, don't, Bob.
Yeah. Are you ready? I'm ready. Okay, people, we're on session 8 with Finnegan's Wake, and we're doing page 128, which means that's the 8th page in the renewed Finnegan's Wake, Ionic version of Finnegan's Wake, the repagination. I will start at the line, I use my book.
Oh my God.
Up here above 127, lampless. Okay. So I'm starting at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Line 13. From zoomorphology to omnian animalism. He is broached by the spin of a coin. Towers. Oh, I didn't give a proper introduction. This chapter was meant to balance book 3. This chapter completed the sequence of book 1. This is the school questions. 12 questions about characters and places in Finnegan's Wake. So this first question on page 126 is, what second to none Mithra Rector and Maximos Bridges Maker was the first to rise taller through his beanstalk than the blue gum blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-bum or the gigantus Wellingtonia sequoia? So what is this thing? And it gives that particular. The first to rise taller through his beanstalk than the blue gum blah-blah-bum or the gigantus Wellingtonia sequoia. Then it says, as a colon, semicolon, and then it goes into another characteristic of Finn. Went nudie boots with trotters into Olivia when she was barely in her tricklies. Third point, was well known to clod a conciliation cap onto the esker of his hoof. So it goes on and on and on to page 139. So 12 pages. And a bit, and halfway down 139, there is finally the question mark. So, 12 pages of clauses describing something that the answer to is Finn McCool, FinnMacCool. Do they say something here about Finn McCool? Finn McCool. Nothing in the notes. It is so famous, Finn McCool. It's a major Irish folkloric giant god or historical figure. Something like Rumpelstiltskin, way back there. So we're now reading the characteristics that make up the question for 12 pages. So I was reading things that Finn was made up of, or that would describe Finn. Let's see where it was. So,
McCool sounds like I pronounce McCloon.
That's right. Very good. Well, McCloon's on page 254. We can go there someday, and literally he's described. So, I said, Finn, he's made up of zoomorphology to omnian animalism. He is broached by the spin of a coin. Then the next clause. He's made up of towers and edestoon amid the lampless, casting swan beams on the deep. Finbacool threatens thunder upon malefactors and sends whispers up frau frau's frou-frous. That sounds like opera. Frou-frous and opera. It also sounds like granny porn. Next clause. When Duke Hookback Crook upsets his ass, booze-worthies, when Duke Hookback Crook upsets his ass, booze-worthies jeer and junket, but they booze him ooze and baz his ass when he looks like hunket-flunket. Next clause. By so-and-sos and search a party on a lady of the city. By so-and-sos and search a party on a lady of the city. Now, let note this one. This is listing Finn, a characteristic, or several things. Business, reading newspaper, smoking cigar, arranging tumblers on table, eating meals, pleasure, etc., etc., pleasure, eating meals, arranging tumblers on table, smoking cigar, reading newspaper, business. So they're asking, who is this mythical character who does this business, reading newspapers, or smoking cigar? Then the next clause, minerals. I guess he takes minerals. Wash and brush up. Local views, juju toffee, comic and birthdays cards. Next part, those were the days and he was their hero. Next part, pink sunset shower, a red clay cloud, Sahara or Sahara, oxide or iron. Here's a bunch of verbs. Finn was arraigned and attainted, listed and lighted, pleaded and proved. But then the next clause, catches his check at Bank of Ingang and endorses his doom at Chapel Exit. He has the brain of the Franks, the hand of the Christian, tongue of the North. Commands to dinner and calls the bluff. Okay, Ion, what would you say so far besides the word lampless?
Oh, this is laying out the details of what's going on. It's kind of like announcing or showing out what's going on right now. And you're looking for the cloud. You're looking for days when there was a hero. You're doing birthday cards because it's St. Germain and Jenny Bell's birthday. You need to wash that ass and brush your damn teeth and take your minerals every day and put the juju coffee, that's coffee with tequila, in your enema. And the tumblers, the plunket, and the Sosanos are a party. And the lady of the city, that's arranging yourself. Arranging yourself. Getting yourself in order.
Yes. I think it's very clear in the sentences. They say the mere appearance of three jam pumps, and twice the seat by a sweep, and then from some morphology to minimalism. Like everybody's doing everything, home office. Zoom. We're all like
Zoom. Okay.
Minimalism.
Okay.
And he's talking
Roxy.
About the three gems.
Roxy, what is Joyce describing here? What is Finn McCool?
Well, I mean, he's describing the situation now, and
right.
In this instance, he talks about the gems. And
not
the
a person. Or a person is a small part of it. This is the environment of languages and media make up Finn. All the creations of humans. It's almost like McLuhan's Understanding Media. You know, it lists all these different media. Media being anything that humans make. So Joyce is saying, who is the main character? And he lists everything. Points to everything. So it's a collectivity. You can continue, Roxy.
Yes, I think it's really interesting how downwards than kind of both things that exist in the now?
Yes.
Like the Zoom?
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. Very.
There was another one in this where he talks about something that sounds like emails.
Right.
I'm looking for that. But you also mentioned this person is smoke cigars, read newspapers, business minerals.
Right, and it can be more than one person. It's like a certain class of people, how they do their breakfast, how they go through their day. Maybe they're regular guys in the city bank area, the part of London called the city. Now, way back.
I like the phrase, three terms thunder upon male factors. Like,
where's that? What line is that?
Under the morphology
of
minimalism. Male factors, it's like a male, but also in Latin, malefactor will be the opposite of benefactor.
Right.
Not somebody good, but bad.
Yes. Somewhere further along here, Joyce writes, some call him Rockefeller and some call him Rothschild. He's got the conspiracy Ezra Pound stuff in there. I don't have the exact page yet.
And you have the Edestune and Edestune amid the lampless. It says towers and Edestune amid the lampless. So I take that as Edison.
Mm-hmm. Well, then we look up in Roland McHugh's annotations, Edestune. It refers to Eddystone Lighthouse. Eddystone, capital E, is a place. But then the second meaning is Edison invented electric bulb.
Yeah. So a lighthouse amid the lampless, casting swan beams on the deep, threatens thunder upon malefactors and sends whispers up Frau Frau's frou-frous.
Yeah, so they are Edison changes the lampless condition.
But maybe she's not describing a character, but the tech body that is taking over.
How's that?
Because it's like he makes this list of all the things his character is doing, and it's like he's reading the newspaper, but he's also into Fufu and Fafa or whatever.
Yeah. No, it's like a tech body surveilling everything.
Frau in German is woman.
It's an inventory of that. Your tech body is a good point. It's an inventory of what the tech body is observing, registering.
Yeah, like everything. Like.
Yeah, everything. Here's the quote, page 129. Some dub him Rothschild, Rothschild, and more lime him. Lime, L-I-M-N, shape him, sculpt him, and more lime him, Rocky Fellow, R-O-C-K-Y-F-E-L-L-O-W. So Rothschild and Rocky Fellow. No,
so those were,
go ahead.
Those were the two primary financial factions at the time of the writing of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah, people knew about the Rothschilds, and then the Rockefellers represented the upstart United States. But Ian pointed out that the Rockefellers were related to the Rothschilds years ago. Here's a section. Hallucination, coachman, ectoplasm. And so that's your HCE. Hallucination, coachman, and ectoplasm. You'll see HCE all the way through.
Yeah.
Did you want to say any more about what you were commenting on, Ian? Is there something about the lampstands indicated by the lampless? Does that mean little man? Did you collapse, Ian?
Ian, is there any relationship between the seven lamps and the Pleiades?
The Pleiades.
Pleiades.
Pleiades. That's what you're reading, I think, right?
I talk Finnegan quick.
Yes, but where is the word Pleiades?
No, because I'm just asking, because you ask about the seven lamps, and they have like seven sister stars or seven galaxies, or I don't know what they are.
Right. What happened to Ion?
Pleiades.
Did Ion quit? Where is Ion? Don't conk out now. Is he writing on the chat line?
No. No, they're taking a break.
Not a good time. Take a break.
It's kind of, you could take threat and thunder upon the malefactors and send whispers up frau frau's frou frou's. That's kind of like, Ion sort of saying those who raise a hand against Trump will fall, but at the same time sends whispers to the Ionauts and
well, I was thinking, I will say it's about the now, because now is like the biggest conversation taking place. Like, there was never such engagement like now in the, with the internet. So many people all over the place, all over, maybe also from outside the planet. taking part in this conversation.
You can't be a fence sitter anymore. It's forced everyone to choose one or the other on a visceral level.
What's the other?
Well, it's one side or the other of the fence. People, it's very galvanizing or divisive or whatever term you want to use, but it seems like people feel like they have they have to take a determined position or a specific position.
Yeah, you got to take a stand.
They got to take a stand somehow. And even for people who refuse to take a stand, they have to take a stand that they're not going to take a stand. It's like people are forced to engage. But I don't know how that would be in here.
That's the mistake. There's a new hypnosis that makes everybody run into the crowd and start doing strange things. That's the seduction.
The perspective seduction?
They're making them think they need to take a stand.
Yeah.
They're making us think we do. I'm waiting for Ion to show up.
Not here.
Do you have anything to say about the lampstands in relation to lampless, Ion?
The lampless is what you all are. The lampstands are what you're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
You're the lifeless part of the lampstand, trying to catch up.
Is there anything of the lampstand in the image in the center of the book on page 293? It's normally called the Vices.
Yeah. So it's metaphor. It's metaphor. It's implied.
The lampstand is.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, I'll say a few more words.
We're sorry. We were trying to be quiet so you didn't yell at us anymore.
No, I'm not going to yell at you. Stop making up suspicions. Here we go. Brain of the Franks, hand of the Christian, tongue of the North. Commands to dinner and calls the bluff. Has a block at Morgan's and a hatash all the afternoon. Plays Gimmerat when he's Ernst, but misses Mousy when he's Lustig. Walked as far as the head where he sat in state as the rump. Shows early English trace marks and a marigold window with manigilt lights. A myrioscope, two remarkable piscines, and three well worth seeing embries. Arches all portcullised, and his nave dates from dots. Is a horology, or watch, I guess, is a horology unstoppable, and the ben of all bells. Pute ist and herit, and though he's mildew-stained, he's moldy-stoned. Is a quercus in the forest, but plain member for Megalopolis, that's your global village. Mountain mighty, fawn and fleetfoot, plank in our platform, blank in our scotorn. Hiddle in carucates he is enumerated. Hold as an earl, maybe old as an earl, hold, H-O-L-D. He is enumerated, hold as an earl, he counts. Ship-shaped phrase of bug-looking words with a form like the easing moments of a graminivorous. To our dooms brought he law. Our manoirs he made his vill of. Okay, so anybody want to comment on that? What are the associations you come up with?
Well, your army comes from the north, Bob, commands to dinner and calls the bluff. Tongue of the north. Brain of the Franks, hand of the Christian, tongue of the north.
Do Canadian radio. We're always bluffing and saying weird things that actually became
real. Where do you see that? What's that part?
That was the first line you read.
Well, Commander of the North of the Bluff or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Brain of the Franks, Zappa. Hand of the Christian, Herbert W. Armstrong. Tongue of the North. Yeah, Canada.
Yeah. The Christian, also Marshall McLuhan.
Yes, and the darting mouth, the tongue of the North. Are we going to end up saying this is about me again?
You want us to?
No way.
If I want to, everybody, nobody cares. If you want to, Bob.
You're commanding dinner.
This is how I'm going to have to talk to the aliens, though, as Ian pointed out today. Yeah, what do you think of that private session, Bert?
Always good, Bob. That was interesting to hear that all the Nazis heard was like Finnegan's Wake when they spoke with the aliens. That's interesting.
And it came across like German.
Hey, speaking of German, this is the first time we've done this that I've noticed some German words. Like the next thing it says, plays Gamerat when he's Ernst. Ernst is serious in German, but misses Mousy when he's Lustig. And Lustig is funny if you take the
Frau,
this is the first time I noticed it.
You can also think about Angela Merkel, you know, the
Frau, yeah.
You know, there's somebody called Damiri, D-A-M-I-R-I, and he wrote, Wisdom hath alighted on three things, the brain of the Franks, the hands of the Chinese, and the tongue of the Arabs. Hmm. So that's what they're saying is where Joyce perhaps got it from.
Hmm. The tongue of the Arabs. I've never heard that.
The rump.
Because German, you can, like, put words together and create some type of concept. maybe that's what Joyce liked about the German language.
Oh, they do that?
Yeah, you can do this type of monster words, like thunder words that might be a whole, like a whole sentence, but it's a word. It's one word.
Mm. Yeah. And what about this walked as far as the head where he sat in state as the rump? You could make that rump a trump, but that might be a stretch.
Well, it refers to the famous rump parliament, 1648 to 53. That's Cromwell time, Oliver Cromwell. The rump parliament, 1648 to 1653.
Yeah,
so that's one obvious meaning, but and it kind of fits where he sat in state as the rump, but he is the environment. He sat in state as the rump. It's like the ineffable collective brain that drives societies on. Appetite.
You're beating a dead horse. Move on.
Yeah. I agree, Ian. I was not impressed with my analysis there for a while.
However,
I'm supposed to laugh.
Gregariously wrong.
Yeah, it's like, what? Bob was doubting himself. That doesn't sound right. I was lying. I wasn't.
Your arches were portcullis.
Yes.
Yeah. He had the brain of Franks.
That would be an insult. And, but looking up portcullis, geez, I don't have it. Nothing.
Oh, God. Well, we're seeing, Ambrose.
Something odd there.
Not to us, it is not.
How about it refers to an architectural style typical of the 13th century? But it's not on the right line.
You're leading the witness, Bob.
Okay. Well, this is a trial. There's a lot of trial court scenes. So I will continue, or how about somebody who can see it read, who volunteers?
I'll read.
Yes, start at mountain.
Do not butcher it. It's going to get ugly. You spent too much time in the car.
I'll start. A horolog, unstoppable, and the ben of all bells, fruit, ist, and herit, and though he's wildew-stained and he's moldy-stoned, is a queer cuss in the forest, but plain number for megalopolis. Mountain mighty, fawnin' fleet-foot, plank in our platform, plank in our scotern, Heidel, and Caracutes, he's enumerated. Old as an earl, he counts ship-shaped phrase of bug-looking words with a form like the easing moments of a graminorvus. Okay, Bob read this, but I'll continue. To our dooms brought he law, our manoirs he made his vill of, was an overgrind to the underground, and aqueduced for fiery throats, sends boys in socks a cougar whooping, when he lets forth his carbon oxide and silk stockings show her shapings when he loses hose on hers. Stocks dry pewter for the ill people and Pinkins pellets for all the pale. Gave his money foot to Miserius, her pinch to Anna Livia, the superfine pigtail to Cerisia Cerosia, and quid rides to Titius. Caius and Sempronius made the man who had no notion of shopkeepers feel he'd rather play the duke than play the gentleman. Shot two queens and took three cascals when he won his game of dwarfs. Fumes inwards like a strombolus till he smokes at both ends. Man mote, beefier of him, womankind, pitiad. Shows one white drift of snow among the gorse growth of his crown and a chaperone of repentance on that which shed gore. Paws and quies, triple bill. Went by metro for the polis and then hoved by to the finder's hail. Woe, you that seek. Whom Philip had plenished, dearth devoured, hawk is leading. Coco comes next. Emery tries for the flag. Could dance the O'Bruins' polar pass at Newland to his own orchestra's accompaniment.
Hold it.
Okay.
So that was good. Maybe read a little too fast. but pretty good and clear.
You have to print slowly. You have to print slowly.
Okay. No, people tend to, once they kind of can do it a bit, they tend to read it fast. But you don't have to here. You can take all the time.
Oh, that like sex. Once you learn how to do it, you try to get it through with.
Yes. That's the amateur. Then once you become a professional, you linger and do it slowly. You're not in a rush anymore.
That's good words to live by, Bart, if you were just getting your dick wet.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I noticed they talk about his taskless.
About what?
When his game of dwarfs.
Yeah. What did you say? Taskless?
Three taskless.
Yeah, Caskles. Shot two queens.
Yeah, for me, that means castles.
Right. When he won his game of dwarfs.
Instead of Game of Thrones.
Well, it could be a chess. Remember, the knights are castles. Or, yeah, something is a castle in chess.
But they also talk about carbon oxide.
Yes. Hey, Ian, could you illuminate on this section?
Y'all are doing real good. It's about the king coming into the place and seeing what's happening with all the fire and the death devoured. And Hawkman leading, and then the cocoa comes, that's colored, and then the Emery tries for the flag.
Emery tries.
Then the polar pass is when the poles flip, and the new line and the orchestras with the accompaniment laying out for the Catholic midwives, the Catholic midwives.
Convention.
For the convention before Congress for the study of Indo-National calamities. Indo-National calamities.
That's what Trump thinks is happening. Nations are...
Now that finishes off the course between the sweets and the savories, the flouts for forecast, flares, that's the news, flares for fines, that's Mediacology, and the fun of Frey, that's Bob, on the fairground, cleared out 365 idols to set up all one colossal for hen wives, hoping to have dicks, oh no, males. And they're going to have a flaw hula gaga, and a gasping one. That's a big old biggin, or a big old gooden, or a good old biggin. And, like Roxy likes, the kindler of Paschal fire forbids us our trespasses as we forget them. That's what Bob does. He eats his trespassers. He eats his trespassers as he forebodes them.
Forgives them.
Forebodes them, not forgives them. You don't forgive anything. You never forget anything.
The phoenix be his fire.
But Trump also did this.
And the sinner is his sire.
What are you saying, Roxy?
That Trump was also forgiving some people.
He did. He pardoned them.
Yeah. And then he talks about Bob's pubic hair in the next semicolon. Piles big pelum, that's pubic hair, on his little anasis, like his little pillars and his hair collades for the Oedipus complex. See, that's good, but he's got to have a manicure, a manscaping. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Oedipus complex.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was good. Okay, let's go to the beach.
So, I mean, you said the lamps are like the people like, trying to make sense in between all this information? Or
well, it's not information. It's not information, it's intrigue. It's not even information, it's intrigue.
Mm.
You mean it's the inventory made by a detective?
Maybe if somebody was looking, ain't nobody looking. They all busy talking. Everybody's talking and ain't nobody saying nothing. But they talking, but they ain't saying nothing.
So the environment is
but they don't fall down.
The environment is like a pool.
Yeah, sorry, interrupted.
What'd you say, Roxy?
Yes, it all becomes so complicated, you know. For me, it's like the darkness and the light, the secret societies and the secret governments, the deep state, and then everything came out, or is coming out. Maybe that's the function of the seven lamps. Like, is Trump one of the lamps?
No, no, no. You're reaching.
Trump is a trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the... You're doing 128 here. Does anybody remember what we did in the last page? What that one was called?
Mari Povich, Bob. It was called Mari Povich.
I don't think so.
Well, you don't know. What are you arguing? You don't know.
Are you looking for a word, Bob?
No, just the list of
page.
That might be the funniest
page
thing.
Page 38, Bob.
That might be the funniest thing.
What's the subject of the pandemic?
Can I get a word, Bob? Can I get a word? What's the word of the day, Bob? Can I get a word?
Yeah, so
get a word in
so. Page 6 was 38. Page last week was, last time was pages 75 to 77.
9 and 8 and 3, and 16 is 24, and 142 is 9 and 3. Yeah, okay, got you.
That's what Bob does all the time.
Yes.
All the time, all the time, Bob do that.
The last one was a introduction, a test that was to have been underground heaven.
Which is iron. What
did it have to do? What did that have to do with black napkins, Bob?
Yeah, black napkins was in here, right? It doesn't have anything to do with black napkins.
Oh, sure it does, Bob. What's Black Napkins about? Have you ever heard it? You talk it, but do you ever listen to this shit?
No.
The brain of Frank?
No. We don't listen to this crap. It's a bunch of bullshit. Yeah. We talk.
Black Napkins, that's an Aleister Crowley dinner plate. What is that? Is that Ion? You're way off. Ion, you've been displaced to another world.
Submit to the earplugs.
The gobdobbers. The earplugs.
He blows. He grabbed the gobdobbers. The gobdobbers got moved.
Where were you? Where the heck did you go?
It blew up. The lib-dibbers. The lib-dibber flopped.
He's getting us ready for alien talk.
Yeah, live there is flop.
Your flip numbers blowed up.
Bob's going to talk to him, but we're going to run the teleprompter. We're going to keep him on point.
Yeah, I'll need it. Yep. We're on 128, and 75 was about the lion in our tea garden and some kind of best. Now good, then it became best, and it was an underground heaven. Some strange environment.
Bob, you're going to have to hurry up now if Karen's going to make it to the birthday and you're going to meet with Trump, because he's here on Monday at 9 o'clock. So.
No, I can get the, I'll get the overnighter. What's it called? The red eye? I'll get the red eye. Bob,
red eye, hunchback, would I? Hunchback.
Would I?
Would I?
You see, even though this approximates the overloaded information environment, we're still restless before. It's not enough information. It's not enough distraction.
Or it's too much, and you're obfuscating your condition. Because, see, the condition response is gauged by how well you do. And you always question that. You never know if it's enough. It's like Ara. You're going to fight yourself until you do. Or like Sherry, you're going to kill everything in your environment until you decide to figure it out.
And we're just beginning.
We've only just begun to live.
I will read
who
the last section.
The Carpenters.
The Carpenters. Yes. What happened to her?
Malaysia. You know, the multiple sclerosis stuff.
I know, that's there.
Yeah, she is like a lot of people have.
I've been suffering from early onset malaise.
Says the river. But what is that stuff? Multiple sclerosis.
Anorexia.
Did she suffer from that?
She had an eating disorder, Bob.
Okay, so listen to this. The final parts of the question. The bottom of page 138. With one touch of nature, set a veiled world a-grin, and went within a sheet of tissue paper of the option of three gales, or jails. Who could see at one blick a salmon taken with a lance, hunters pursuing a doe, a swallow ship in full sail? So this person could see at one blick a salmon taken with a lance, hunters pursuing a doe, a swallow ship in full sail, a white robe lifting a host, and she faced flappery. It is a male thing, because the next question, number two, is all about ALP. But he faced flappery like old King Canute and turned his back like Cincinnatus. Is a far, far, and more far, and a whore father naked bucker. In the oldest news.
A naked bucker? God darn.
That's Reverend Buck Naked, a prominent singer in the Church Subgenius.
I'm glad Carolyn's in bed. You get it.
Yeah, Reverend Buck Naked squats Buck, a court what? And cracks a quaint when it's flagging in town and on Haven. Blows whiskery around his summit, but states stout upon his footles. Stutters before he falls, and goes mad entirely when he's waked. Is Tim to the pearly morn and Tomb to the morning night. And he had the best bun-baked bricks in bold Babylon for his pitching plays. He'd be lost for the want of his one wobbling wall. There's Trump's wall. That's the wall that was built, the social mortar. That's the end of the question. That's the final point. He had the best bun-baked bricks in bold Babylon for his pitching plays. He'd be lost for the want of his one wobbling wall. Also in Dublin Wall. Answer, Finn McCool. So then the second question is going to go to the female, ALP, and Olivia Plurabelle. So there's a question. Does your mutter know your mic? Sounds like I am doing that mutter M statement. You know how that goes, Bert? I mean, Bart?
How's your mama?
Yeah.
Hello, mother. Hello, father.
Yes. Does your mother know your mic? Answer. When I turned me... What are you laughing at?
Because I was always talking about my mother.
Yes. Does your mother know your mic? Answer. When I turned me optics from Sakurgan prospects, 'tis my filial's bosom doth behold with pride that pontificator and circumvallator with his damn knight garrulous slipped by his side. And alive, the lisp of her, 'twould Grieg mountains whisper her, and the bergs of Iceland melt in waves of fire, and her spoon me spondies and her dirkle me undies make the rageous Ossian kneel and quaffaleer. If Dan's Dane and's dirty, If he's plain, she's purdy. If he's feigned, she's flirty. With her auburn screams and her coy cajoleries and her dabbling drolleries for to rouse his rudder up or to drench his dreams. If hot Hammurabi or cold Ecclesiastes could espy her pranklings, they'd burst bounds again and renounce their ruings and denounce their doings for river and iver and a night. Amen. So that short section is the answer.
Amen.
I don't know your name.
Abba-dabba-dabba-doo. Abba-dabba-doo. Dabba-doo.
Any thoughts about that analytical ion?
We're not doing that page yet. That's what we're doing. We're going to do page 138. That's not 138. We didn't do that.
Right.
We did 128. So, no. We're not going to get ahead. We're not going to... You're not going to breach our flip blaster.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't think of that at all. So, I'm glad it's all we had to do, just one page or so. I mean, who'd want to read all these clauses?
Don't forget the Santa Claus.
Yep. Endless words. Remember that one of them talks about the writer wants all these words? Anybody notice that one?
Seems like a veiled construct, Bob.
Hmm. So I'm scanning through. And you guys remember?
Oh, God.
I found ship-shaped phrase of bug-looking words.
Yeah. That's it. The ship-shaped phrase of bug-looking words. Anybody? See, nobody's going to attempt to figure out what is going on here, like the first scholars did 80 years ago. Joseph Campbell, the famous Joseph Campbell, they say, well, this means this. We are a bit different. We don't look for meaning. We just look at the ground.
And good pulled pork barbecue.
Is that one of the lines?
Mm-hmm.
So,
next
we're all unmuted. Where's the lazy people?
We're right here, Bob.
Well, there is also some talk about food and eating later.
Yes. That's always going on.
Yeah, but you don't have your later hosens on, so you can't talk about that.
Tongue of the North commands to dinner. And calls the bluff.
Instead of the pillars of Hercules, he writes the pillars of Hercules. The pillars. Has an Oedipus complex.
Yes, at the bottom.
Instead of the Oedipus complex?
Yeah, has an Oedipus.
And a drink the Drake's King. Drink?
He later is caught when the... When the pub closes, he goes on drinking up all the leftovers and all the pub people's glasses, so he's drinking the dregs. Imagine that, drinking everybody's spittle. That's a monster.
They did that on Jackass.
Did they?
Yeah.
Why? How do they show that?
One of the guys was out in the snow and took a snow cone and peed on it and then ate it.
Oh! Jeez.
The worst one was the horse sperm. That was the worst one.
So anybody would like to read a section? How about this? A little participation.
We did this already. God damn, Bob. We did this already. We only have
an
hour left and there's people dying. There's people dying on the line. You want to do stupid Finneganese. You got to do this. They don't. Don't put them through this pain and just do what you want to. We're going to bed.
No. Is Seth going to open the letter with the boat?
Well, Ian's hijacked the scene.
We'll get other people to read.
We did the page, and we're good. You knew that in tailgate. You got 15 hours of the bullshit. You and Kurt can ask questions of what do you think James George is trying to say. Hey, Bob, do you think your TT got hard when you were driving those big words?